Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Macular in the vernacular. I'll be keeping the language easy to understand today as I share information with you about macular degeneration. It's also called age-related macular degeneration, or sometimes even just plain macular. The information comes from a reliable source, the American Academy of Ophthalmology. The first question they ask, of course, is back to basics. What is macular degeneration? The articles were for the most part written by Kirsten Boyd. This one has been reviewed by Dr. Atma Vermulakonda. It was published in May of this past year. Age-related macular degeneration. This is also called AMD. AMD is a problem with your retina. It happens when a part of the retina called the macula is damaged. With AMD, you lose your central vision. You cannot see fine details, whether you were looking at someone close or far. But your peripheral vision, your side vision, will still be normal. For instance, imagine that you are looking at a clock with hands. With AMD, you might see the clock's numbers, but not the hands. AMD is very common. It is the leading cause of vision loss in people age 50 years or more. And there are two types of AMD. There's dry AMD and wet AMD. The dry AMD form is quite common. About 80%, that's 8 out of 10 people who have AMD, have the dry form of AMD. Dry AMD is when parts of the macula get thinner with age, and tiny clumps of protein called drusen grow. Drusen is spelled D-R-U-S-E-N. These are the clumps of protein that grow on the macula. You slowly lose your central vision. There is no way to treat dry AMD yet. The other type is wet AMD. This form is less common but much more serious. Wet AMD is when new abnormal blood vessels grow under the retina. These vessels may leak blood or other fluids, causing scarring of the macula. You lose vision faster with wet AMD than with dry AMD. Many people don't realize they have AMD until their vision is very blurry. This is why it is important to have regular visits to an ophthalmologist. He or she can look for early signs of AMD before you have any vision problems. Who is at risk for AMD? The next question they ask. You are more likely to develop AMD if you eat a diet high in saturated fat. This is found in foods like meat, butter, and cheese. You're more likely to develop AMD if you are overweight, if you smoke cigarettes, if you are over 50 years old. If you have hypertension or high blood pressure, you're more likely to develop AMD. And also, you are more likely to develop it if you have a family history of AMD. Having heart disease is another risk factor for AMD, as is having high cholesterol levels. Caucasians also have an elevated risk of getting AMD. The next article from the American Academy of Ophthalmology asks the question, how is AMD diagnosed? During an eye exam, your ophthalmologist may ask you to look at an Amsler grid. This grid helps you notice any blurry or blank spots in your field of vision. Your ophthalmologist will also look inside your eye through a special lens. He or she can see if there are changes in the retina and the macula. Your ophthalmologist will put dilating eye drops into your eye to widen your pupil. This will allow the doctor to look through that special lens to see the inside of your eye. Your doctor may do fluorescein angiography. And maybe I'll spell that for you if you're interested in spelling as I am. Fluorescein, F-L-U-O-R-E-S-C-E-I-N. Angiography is A-N-G-I-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y. So starting over again, your doctor may do fluorescein angiography to see what's happening with your retina. Yellow dye, which is called fluorescein, is injected into a vein, usually into your arm. The dye travels through your blood vessels. A special camera takes photos of the retina as the dye travels throughout the blood vessels. This shows if abnormal new blood vessels are growing under the retina. There's another test called optical coherence tomography, or OCT. Optical coherence tomography is another way to look closely at the retina. A machine scans the retina and provides very detailed images of the retina and the macula. This is for OCT, optical coherence tomography. Now we have some treatments for age-related macular degeneration. First of all, for dry AMD, right now, there is no way to treat the dry form of AMD. However, people with lots of drusen or serious vision loss might benefit from taking a certain combination of nutritional supplements. A large study found those people may slow their dry AMD by taking those vitamins and minerals daily. You'll be hearing lots of more about this ARID study in just a minute. For now, a rundown of what those vitamins are. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams. Vitamin E, 400 international units. Lutein, 10 milligram. Zeaxanthin, 2 milligrams. Zinc, 80 milligrams. Copper, 2 milligrams. Your ophthalmologist can tell you if vitamins and minerals like these are recommended for your dry AMD. Next, treatments for wet AMD. To help treat wet AMD, there are medications called anti-VEGF drugs. That's the word, the prefix anti, followed by the capital letters VEGF. I pronounce it anti-VEGF drugs. Anti-VEGF treatment helps reduce the number of abnormal blood vessels in your retina. It also slows any leaking from the blood vessels. This medicine is delivered to your eye, right to your eye, through a very slender needle. Another treatment for wet AMD, laser surgery, may also be used to treat some types of wet AMD. Your eye surgeon shines a laser light beam on the abnormal blood vessels. This reduces the number of vessels, and it slows their leaking. And as with all of these things, talk with your ophthalmologist about ways to treat your AMD. And now, as I promised, more about those vitamins suggested for AMD. This article was written by Kirsten Boyd, and it was reviewed by Dr. Robert Janigian. People who have a certain form of age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, may benefit from a specific mix of vitamins and minerals. Taking these nutritional supplements might help slow this eye disease. About 8 out of 10 people with AMD have the dry form. This condition is due to a breakdown or thinning of the macula. Dry AMD usually begins when tiny yellow deposits called drusen, that's D-R-U-S-E-N, when these deposits form under the retina. Eventually, the macula may become thinner and stop working properly. Many people with AMD have drusen. These alone do not cause vision loss. But when the drusen grow in size or number, you are at greater risk for getting earlier or intermediate AMD. There are not always symptoms with these stages of AMD, although people with intermediate AMD might start to notice a blurry spot in their central vision. Advanced AMD develops when cells in your macula begin to break down. This is for advanced AMD. And this is when the blurred spot in your central vision starts getting bigger and darker. That is what robs you of your central vision. Now we come to dry AMD and the ARIDS vitamins. It's pronounced ARIDS, and it's spelled A-R-E-D-S, all capital letters, A-R-E-D-S. Do you know what those letters stand for? Do you remember? ARIDS 2, it's now called, bringing it up to date. ARIDS, A-R-E-D-S, stands for Age-Related Eye Disease Study, ARIDS 2. This study was a very large research study. It looked at taking vitamins and minerals daily for AMD. This study found that certain nutritional supplements could help some people who have a lot of drusen. These supplements may also help people who have lost a lot of vision and at least one eye from AMD. So taking the following nutritional supplements every day may help these people lower their risk of getting late stage or even wet AMD. And this is what's referred to as the AREDS2 formula. And you can find bottles right in the drugstore labeled AREDS2 formula. You don't have to worry about going out and buying separate bottles of all these things. They're prepackaged for you. And those vitamins that should be on the AREDS formula 2 bottle include vitamin C, 500 milligrams, vitamin E, 400 IUs, lutein, 10 milligrams, zeaxanthin, 2 milligrams, zinc, 80 milligrams, and copper, 2 milligrams. It is important to remember that nutritional supplements like these are not a cure for AMD, but they may help to slow the disease in some people with early or mid-stage AMD. Now you should be asking yourself this question, should I take nutritional supplements for AMD? Of course, talk with your ophthalmologist about whether nutritional supplements are recommended for you. And here are some topics you can discuss with your doctor. First of all, ask him or her about your chance of getting advanced AMD. Studies show that nutritional supplements might help people with early to intermediate AMD who are at risk for going on to develop advanced AMD. You should also discuss this topic with your doctor, eye healthy foods. Studies show that nutritional supplements alone are not enough to prevent or delay advanced AMD. You should also eat a healthy, balanced diet. This includes, guess what is top of the list? If you've been listening to this program for very long, you know what's on top of this list. Okay, so back to the script here. This includes dark leafy greens like spinach and kale, along with yellow, orange, and other colorful fruits and vegetables. Those dark leafy greens, they're at us everywhere. The third topic you should discuss with your ophthalmologist are the benefits and risks of nutritional supplements. Taking nutritional supplements can be helpful, but there can be possible health risks. You should talk with your ophthalmologist and your primary care doctor, both, about how the vitamins and minerals listed above, that's the AREDS2 formula, how they might affect you. So next we come to a topic, macular degeneration and low vision, making the most of your low vision. This article was reviewed by Dr. Atma Vermulakanda. If you have AMD, you can learn how to make the most of your vision. Often you can still do many of your favorite things with special low vision tools. These can include different kinds of magnifying tools, handheld computers, electronic items, and more. Also, you can learn how to use your side vision to help you do things. A vision rehabilitation specialist can teach you how this all works. That's a vision rehabilitation specialist. Keep that name in mind. These people can also help you find many low vision support services and tools. You would ask your ophthalmologist to help you find a vision rehabilitation specialist in your area. The goal is to learn new ways so that you can be as independent as possible. The next suggestion is test your vision with the Amsler grid. The Amsler grid, AMSLER. AMD causes your vision to change over time. You may not notice these changes when they happen, but you need to catch vision changes as soon as possible. Treating them early can help slow or stop further loss of sight. You should use an Amsler grid every day to monitor your vision. And in case you haven't seen one, and I can't imagine that you haven't, the Amsler grid is like a sheet of a graph paper. Remember the old graph paper with lines going up and down and sideways at right angles? The lines are quite heavily printed in black, and there is a much darker black dot in the middle of the Amsler grid. And that's what you're supposed to be looking at. Look at the dot. And then here's how you use that Amsler grid. First of all, they suggest keep the Amsler grid in a place where you will see it every day. Many people keep their Amsler grid on their refrigerator door or right on the bathroom mirror. In good light, look at the grid from about 12 to 15 inches away. Be sure you wear your reading glasses if you normally use them. cover one eye, look directly at the black dot in the center of the grid with your uncovered eye, and then notice if any of the lines look bent or wavy. See if any part of the grid looks blurry or dim or out of shape. And now you cover your other eye and you test your vision the same way again. And then if you do find something, if you notice any lines or parts of the grid look wavy, blurry, or dim, call your ophthalmologist right away, and ask for an appointment right away. As such a thing as an emergency ophthalmic appointment, ask for it. Now we come to a very uplifting article, I'd say. This is titled Vision Rehabilitation Revitalizes a 103-year-old Woman. This is written by Susan Medeiros, and the article was reviewed by two doctors, Dr. Diana Seldenridge and Donald Calvin Fletcher. And Dr. Fletcher is mentioned in the article about Ida Wheeler. If life is a journey, then 103-year-old Ida Wheeler is its road warrior. As a young woman with Jewish heritage, she escaped Nazi Germany and fled to the Philippines. Instead of finding freedom on the islands, she was interned for the duration of World War II. Eventually, she found her way to Northern California, where she taught foreign languages in the Oakland Public Schools, but still managed to travel the world. Over the years, she would visit 105 different countries. As life started slowing down, it took another unexpected turn when she began to lose her vision to age-related macular degeneration. Still, she kept driving until the age of 99. But as her vision continued to narrow, so did her life. A year ago, she moved into an assisted living center. Now remember, she's 103, so at the age of 102, she moved into an assisted living center, where she spent her time alone in her room, waiting for mealtimes. Reading her connection to the world she once traveled was no longer possible. Ida's friends knew she needed to find a new way to connect to the world, so they made an appointment with ophthalmologist Donald C. Fletcher, who specializes in low vision rehabilitation. Ida was doubtful that he could help her, but she was up for the short trip to the Pacific Vision Eye Institute in San Francisco. She did not expect that a one-hour appointment with Dr. Fletcher could help her chart a new course. After part of your world disappears, what's next? The terms low vision and visual impairment are used interchangeably, and they cover a wide range of vision losses. It describes poor vision that can't be fixed or improved with glasses, contacts, or surgery. It doesn't mean the person is completely blind. Instead, blind spots disrupt their field of vision, making part of their world disappear. Vision rehabilitation helps them make the most of the vision they have left so they can live independently. Dr. Fletcher, that we mentioned before, Dr. Donald Calvin Fletcher, who practices in, San Francisco, I think they said? Yes, San Francisco. Dr. Fletcher is a leading authority on low vision rehabilitation. He started his career as an ophthalmic surgeon specializing in retinal diseases. Devastating conditions that can't always be cured by surgery and medication. He found himself repeating a sentence that bothered him, and that sentence is, "I'm sorry, this is all we can do for you." Is that true, he asked himself? Is there really nothing more to be done? So he went back to school to learn about vision rehabilitation. He discovered simple tools and techniques that have the power to change a patient's outlook on life. That was 35 years ago. The field has advanced significantly over the years, offering more effective technologies and strategies. Today, he can offer solutions that range from a simple portable video magnifier that can enlarge text and objects, all the way to high-tech glasses with cameras that allow people to read text and see faces. Here's a quote. "The biggest tragedy isn't that people have lost their vision. It's that they don't know what to do about it," Dr. Fletcher said. He continues, "If you can empower people so they know what to do about it, they can decide for themselves what's next." Dr. Fletcher met Ida's skepticism in his office with his sunny optimism as he put her through a battery of tests to determine the extent of her vision loss. He then brought in an occupational therapist who happens to be his wife, Terry Fletcher, and she will help best determine the techniques and devices that could help Ida get around the problems presented by her low vision. It's a powerful combination of creative problem solving and motivational coaching dedicated to improving the patient's quality of life. Here's a quote from Dr. Fletcher: "I enjoy dealing with people, not just the eyeballs. Surgery is fun, but I love talking to someone who is in a bad mood about their vision loss and trying to turn them around, get them to see some joy in their lives. It's a fun challenge, and I never get tired of it." Dr. Fletcher has improved the lives of both young and old patients, but he enjoys working with centenarians the most. He says there is no substitute for 100 years of living on the planet to get a handle on what's important and what is not. Ida was no different, but she would also prove to be one of his more challenging patients. She had a small island of vision remaining, surrounded by an ocean of darkness. It was unlikely Ida would get back to reading her beloved New York Times with a simple magnifying device. Her best options would be vision substitution devices, such as books on tape, and personal voice-activated assistants like Google Home or Amazon's Alexa. One of Terry Fletcher's, that's the wife who's an occupational therapist, one of Terry Fletcher's best suggestions to help Ida at mealtimes was ridiculously simple: a black placemat and a portable LED light. Eating has become a struggle because she couldn't see her food clearly, and it was humiliating to her to bring what she thought was a fork full of food to her mouth, only to find it was empty. Simply putting a black placemat under the white dinner plate and placing a portable light over the place setting provided enough contrast and illumination to make a difference for Ida. And guess what she said after that? "I really didn't think he could do anything for me. I'm glad I came here today." The article ends with a paragraph titled, actually it's an equation for a title for this paragraph, "Ophthalmology plus low vision rehabilitation equals new life." About 3.5% of people over the age of 65 in the United States are candidates for vision rehabilitation, a percentage that's expected to grow as this age group reaches 84 million by the year 2050. Age-related macular degeneration, which was Ida's condition, is one of the leading causes of visual impairment. Other common contributors include diabetic eye disease, glaucoma, and inherited retinal diseases. Unfortunately, many patients are referred for vision rehabilitation as a last resort once their disease has advanced to a late stage, but it is most effective when it's introduced early in a patient's visual loss, so they can then involve themselves in the process as they learn how to move around in their new world. The article ends with a quote from Dr. Fletcher: "The goal of low vision rehabilitation is to keep people living. I've seen wonderful successes, but I have to be honest, we don't bat 1,000. Not everyone exposed to the techniques and devices are going to take advantage of them, but for those who do, it makes all the difference." And I can guarantee you, you can find a vision rehabilitation therapist in your area. Ask your doctor, ask around, find one, see what they can do for you. Now we have to end this program a series of questions. It's titled Ask an Ophthalmologist. These are questions that were submitted in the summer of 2019. First question: will using Humira, which is a drug for arthritis and other things, will using Humira have an adverse reaction on the eyes that have wet macular degeneration? The answer was done by Dr. Abdish Bavsar. As he says, as far as we know, there is no adverse or beneficial effect of taking Humira on wet age-related macular degeneration itself. The next question, also about a drug that's used, the question is, can plaquenil, which is used for lupus or arthritis, can plaquenil cause a macular pucker? The answer was written by Dr. Paul Sternberg, and he said, while plaquenil can cause toxicity or damage to the macula, it will not cause a macular pucker. If you are on Plaquenil, it's recommended that you have your retina checked regularly by an ophthalmologist, including imaging studies, which can help find any damage at the retina. The next question, the person says, I had thyroid cancer and had my thyroid removed. I take a levothyroxine, which is another name for the name brand drug Synthroid. I take Synthroid or thyroid drug daily. Will taking the ARIDS 2 supplements for AMD affect this thyroid medication? This was answered by Dr. Paul Sternberg, and he says, no, the ARIDS 2 nutritional supplements will not alter the effectiveness of your levothyroxine or Synthroid medication. Won't bother it. The next question, will a laser procedure on a secondary cataract possibly worsen macular degeneration? This was answered by Dr. James Heltzler. He said there is little evidence to suggest that correcting a secondary cataract with laser, which is called posterior capsulotomy, little evidence to suggest that this can make your AMD worse. Your visual improvement from the laser could be limited by the AMD, but the laser is not likely to worsen the AMD. And the last question is, my optometrist diagnosed me with early AMD. Should I ask for an OCT to get a baseline and monitor progression of the disease? The answer is by Dr. Paul Sternberg, and he says, in general, optical coherence tomography, which is OCT, has not been shown to play a critical role in monitoring the progression of early AMD. Rather, you should obtain retinal photographs so your eye doctor can determine any changes from your baseline. Should you develop symptoms of any wavy or distorted vision like you do when you look at that Amsler grid, if you see anything like this, OCT can be valuable in identifying fluid under the retina that would suggest progression to a later stage of AMD, or what is called neovascular or wet AMD. Those are questions that you might ask your ophthalmologist. This information today has come from the American Academy of Ophthalmology. We've covered a lot of information about macular degeneration, including what it is, how it's diagnosed, vitamins, rehabilitation for vision, and how it helped Ida, a very determined centenarian. I have a quote for you to think about. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "Beautiful young people are accidents of nature, but beautiful old people are works of art." Eleanor Roosevelt, one-time First Lady of our country, and so much more. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.